Paper surrounds us so completely we barely notice it. Yet this deceptively simple sheet of pressed plant fibers has shaped human history more profoundly than almost any other invention. From religious texts to revolutionary manifestos, from love letters to legal contracts, paper has been the silent foundation upon which civilizations have built their knowledge, governance, and culture. Despite decades of digital prophecies about its demise, paper remains our most versatile and indispensable material. Even tech mogul Bill Gates acknowledged this when he spent $30.8 million for Leonardo da Vinci's Codex Leicester, a recognition that some forms of paper transcend mere utility to become treasures of human achievement. This humble material, born of necessity and refined through centuries of innovation, continues to connect us to our past while enabling our future. What other invention has remained so essential for nearly two millennia? Paper revolutionized knowledge transmission with its lightness, strength, and absorbency. Originating in China around 200 BC, though traditionally credited to Cai Lun in 105 AD, true paper forms through hydrogen bonding of pulverized cellulose fibers, unlike papyrus's laminated reeds. China's bureaucracy created demand for this innovation, as officials previously used cumbersome bamboo slips or costly silk. Paper's arrival alongside the animal hair brush created an ideal writing system and elevated calligraphy as both art and practical skill. By the 8th century, paper reached the Islamic world via the Silk Road, helping Baghdad's House of Wisdom preserve multicultural knowledge. The Ottoman Empire later used it to manage the first modern bureaucracy. Paper inspired innovations beyond writing: fans, umbrellas, lanterns, kites, toilet paper, armor, and money. When it reached Europe during the Crusades, it sparked a revolution that would transform Western civilization. In Japan, paper transcends utility to become spiritual expression. The Japanese word kami means both paper and Shinto spirits, reflecting paper's sacred significance. White paper symbolizes natural rhythms of birth and death, with streamers marking sacred spaces nationwide. Though Japan once had over 68,000 paper workshops, fewer than 300 traditional papermakers remain today. At Echisura's Okamoto Otaki Shrine, locals worship Kawakami Gozen, the goddess who taught struggling rice farmers papermaking around 500 AD. During the annual Kami no Matsuri, her effigy blesses the region's washi studios. Master papermaker Ichibei Iwano IX, a living national treasure, embodies this tradition's spiritual discipline. His paper will last 1,000 years, following his father's wisdom, never be in a hurry and never skip regular steps. The Ichibei name passes to the most skilled family member, preserving excellence across generations. American artist Richard Flavin ranks among the few craftsmen making washi entirely from their own kozo trees. His dedication to overseeing every step earned him praise for having a mind that is more Japanese-like than a Japanese, recognition of his commitment to this ancient art balancing technical precision with spiritual mindfulness. Paper entered Europe during the Crusades, facing resistance from nobility and clergy who viewed it as religiously suspect and inferior to parchment. Despite opposition, paper's practical advantages eventually prevailed. The craft spread methodically across Europe from Spain, 1056, to North America, 1690, with Italian masters sharing expertise under strict secrecy. Gutenberg's movable type printing, circa 1450, created unprecedented paper demand, prompting experimentation with alternatives. Jacob Christian Schaeffer documented tests with 87 different materials, establishing groundwork for future innovations. Industrialization transformed papermaking through machines and chemical processes, increasing production while often sacrificing quality. As historian John Bidwell notes, if you're noticing paper, that probably means there's something wrong with it. The craft's essence survives through artisans preserving qualities machines cannot replicate. Paper's evolution mirrors humanity's journey from isolated knowledge to interconnected understanding, each innovation expanding participation in the conversation of ideas. Britain's 1765 Stamp Act taxed colonial paper transactions, requiring pre-stamped English paper for official documents. Colonial newspapers quickly evolved from news sources into resistance platforms. The Connecticut Gazette declared those surrendering liberty for safety deserve neither, while Bradford's Pennsylvania Journal printed with a skull and crossbones masthead. When the act took effect, courts halted operations and merchants boycotted British goods. Boston protesters hung stamp distributor Andrew Oliver's effigy from the Liberty Tree before burning his office. Parliament repealed the act by February 1766, but colonial unity had already been forged through resistance. During the Revolution, paper shortages became critical. Military needs consumed supplies, leading to creative repurposing. Unbound copies of Sauer's 1776 German Bible became musket cartridges, while old sermons on defensive war were converted to ammunition casings for the Battle of Monmouth. By 1810, America had established 195 paper mills, transforming from a British paper consumer to a self-sufficient producer, a paper independence as vital as political independence. In 1799, Zenas Crane founded a paper mill in Dalton, Massachusetts, that evolved into America's oldest papermaking dynasty. By 1879, Crane secured an exclusive contract with the U.S. Treasury to produce currency paper, a relationship that endures today. The company now supplies currency paper globally through its Swedish subsidiary, producing about 35 million bills daily worth $635 million, each engineered to withstand at least 4,000 double folds before tearing. Douglas Crane, a seventh-generation papermaker managing government products, grew up overlooking the Dalton Mills. He values paper's tangible qualities, its feel, rattle, and strength from cellulose fiber's natural adhesion. Crane developed sophisticated anti-counterfeiting features, including a motion thread with tiny images that appear to move when tilted, using approximately 50,000 microscopic lenses. Despite these measures, counterfeiting continues. During the author's visit, Douglas displayed a supernote, an exceptionally convincing counterfeit believed made by a hostile nation that mimics the paper composition, security threads, and printing technique. American currency paper lasts 3.5 years in circulation versus 12 months for British notes. This process embodies our collective trust. We accept these decorated sheets as valuable because we believe others will too. A social contract written on paper itself. Despite digital prophecies of paper's demise, its cultural significance endures. Robert Darnton, Harvard University's librarian overseeing 17 million volumes, rejects notions of book obsolescence. His research in Switzerland revealed a historical paper consciousness where people regularly discussed paper's quality and distribution. A testament to paper's significance emerged after the September 11, 2001 attacks. The paper rain of documents from the collapsed Twin Towers represented the only artifacts to survive in identifiable form. Jan Seidler Ramirez, chief curator of the National September 11 Memorial and Museum, notes, "Given the complete crippling of telephone and electrical systems, paper becomes the only urgent and most efficient mode of communication. Creative minds throughout history have relied on paper as their essential thinking tool. Leonardo da Vinci filled thousands of pages with observations. Beethoven refined musical ideas on paper, testing variations before finalizing melodies. In our increasingly virtual existence, paper provides something profoundly human, a tangible connection to our thoughts, history, and each other. When we hold a handwritten letter or a treasured book, we touch not just paper, but humanity's ongoing conversation across time."